It's our custom, of course, to register your attendance, and we invite you to do that now. The blue pads are on the inside part of the pew toward the center aisle, so sign in there. And if you are visiting with us, a special word of greeting, and we want to encourage you to include your address so we can send a word of welcome and a little information about our church to you later on in the week. Now, we want to encourage all of our members to please stay after our service today. Come to the chapel. It's our third quarterly congregational business meeting, so we won't be having our traditional coffee hour, but if we have any other attendees here this morning who are not members, you're also invited to come and take part in our business meeting to sit in on that if you like, but it's an incentive to come back next week for a great coffee hour that we'll share together as part of a do-it-ourselves coffee hour next Sunday. Now, as we're coming into the fall, we have the renewal of many of our discipleship ministries here at Edgebrook Covenant Church. You'll see them listed on your September calendar, so take note of that. It's in your bulletin. But also, let me draw your attention to this orange sheet that you'll find. Everybody take that, would you please? You'll see there listed all the various volunteer opportunities that we have, especially as we're coming into the fall season. And they're organized according to time commitment, which we thought would be helpful for everyone. So we want you to just take that, read it over, consider where you would like to serve, and then check the line and put the sheet in the offering plate in that area of ministry that you're interested in. By checking the line doesn't mean you'll necessarily do that ministry. It means you want to find out more about it. And so you'll be contacted by someone, a representative of that ministry, to tell you more about it. But there are so many opportunities that we have and need to be filled, and we want you to consider taking part in all of those that God would call you to be a part of in the coming year. We're going to have this in the bulletin throughout the month of September as well, so you can take some time to consider these opportunities as we get ready to launch into the fall. Again, it's just great to see all of you this morning. Let's stand together and call one another into the presence of our Lord using the responsive call to worship. You'll find the words on the screen, and then we will join our voices in song as we praise our God. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts.
My soul longs to give thanks for the works of the Lord. My heart and my mind praise your holy name.
Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars. O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere.
I would rather be your keeper in the house of my God than live in the tents of wickedness.
For the Lord God is a sun and a shield.
He bestows favor and honor.
No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, happy is everyone who trusts in you. Let's sing together.
We're going to be singing a few of our songs from Chick this morning. And so this is one I know we've been learning together. So I invite you to sing full voice. This is Forever You Are Good.
Step into the atmosphere.
Sing about all he's done. Freedom says that you are near. Into your presence I will run. Clap my hands. Catch the beat and dance. Lift our voice and
thank you.
As we sing this next song, it may be new to some of you, and I invite you to just listen to the words and let that let us worship around you this morning if it's not a song that you know. But this is a song about being God's child and our identity in Christ. So I invite you to sing with us, "Who You Say I Am."
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but He brought me in. Oh, His love for me. Oh, His love for me. His grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, He died. In my Father's house.
And so let's pray together. How grateful we are, O God, that you have given your Son to bring us into a living and loving relationship with you. We thank you, O God, for the gift of our salvation in Jesus Christ. And as we are gathered here as the people of God, reflecting a small but significant part of your worldwide body, be pleased with our worship that we share together today. We offer it to you with all that we are, in the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord, and the Lord of all creation, in whose name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated. And please take your Bibles and turn to the Psalm text for this particular Sunday in ordinary time in Pentecost. You'll find Psalm 34 beginning with verse 15 on page 869 in your brown pew Bible. Hear now the word of our Lord. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to plot out their name from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. And now turn to the epistle text for today. It is the lesson for the sermon. It's found at Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse 2. That starts on page 1826. Paul writes, I plead with Euodia and I plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose names are written in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. excited, for today is Chick Sunday for us, and we're delighted to hear about all that God did, at least through the lives of our Chick participants, some of them this morning. And so we're going to turn it over to Desi to lead us in this time of celebration.
And I'm going to go ahead and invite our students who are here who attended Chick. So I see Sophia, I see Lindsay, I see Sergio, and who knows, maybe Paul will come walking in when we're sometime while we're talking, and then you can hear from him as well. Just as a little word of introduction, we were in Knoxville, Tennessee, on the campus of University of Tennessee during the month of July, which was hot pretty much all the time. Starting off, we kicked it off right with our bus ride down when the AC in our bus stopped working halfway to Knoxville. So us and a group of teenagers, go ahead and show the first picture up there, which I think is there. Oh, maybe the second picture. Yeah, so that's our whole group. We went as a group with North Park University. There were 32 of us total between students and leaders, and that wasn't even all of us who were on the bus. There was another church on the bus with us, so you can imagine that whole coach bus full of teenagers, smells and all, no air conditioning on the bus ride down to Knoxville. So that's how we started it off, and it just kind of stayed hot the whole time. Our theme, as you know, was Unite, and you got to know that a little bit with us. You became familiar with that theme with us as we did our pre-Chick curriculum. But you don't want to hear any more from me, I'm sure. These guys have plenty more to share, so I'm going to hand it over to them, and you can go ahead and go back to that first slide. This is our group from Edgebrook. Our little family, and I'm going to let them tell you a little bit more about it. Who wants to go first?
Yes, Sergio.
So my experience at Chick was awesome. It was great. You know, it was life changing because I felt everything about it was really fun. I got to meet new people from everywhere, like Wisconsin, Indiana. So, like, it was just, like, life-changing. Like, every night, it felt like a concert. It was just great, like, the music, everything. And one of those nights, I felt, like, the spirit in me, like, which was, it really impacted me.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Sergio.
Okay, so Lizzie and I are going to kind of tag team this, but we'd like to start off by thanking the congregation for helping us get to Chick. That was really, thank you. So we had a lot of fun. I loved every minute of it. It was so cool to be around 5,000 other kids who like share the same beliefs and values as me. So that was really awesome, and it was really cool. It was definitely worth the bus ride. It was kind of rough, but we made it through. Our favorite parts were whitewater rafting and main stages. Lindsay's going to tell us about whitewater rafting, and then I'll tell about main stage.
So my favorite part was whitewater rafting, and whitewater rafting was like the, like, we slept there first night, and then we got up, and that was like the first day there. So we had to get up at like 5:30 in the morning, which was not a grand old time, but it was okay. It was like a 2-hour bus ride, and we were like in the middle of nowhere. But we had a fun time, and so like they had to like teach you about like how not to like fall out and possibly die, but none of us did, so it's okay. And I liked whitewater rafting because it was just, I like outdoorsy things, and it was outdoors, and it was like team bonding, because it wasn't just like you and another person, it was like six of you, so it was like if you were in the tube with like people you weren't as close with, you got really close, because you kind of had to like
University of Tennessee, everyone went there, and it started off like a jam session where you just like danced all your favorite songs. And then it got a little more serious, and the Chick band came on, and they sang songs that they wrote especially for Chick, which was really cool. And then the speakers would come, they were really good. It was really impactful. We learned how to like incorporate the fruits of the spirit into our everyday lives, so that was really helpful, really cool. And then after that, they'd sing songs, and that was really powerful. Like, I'd look around me, and like, my whole row would be crying, and it was so cool, because it was so cool to see that the Holy Spirit was moving in other people just as much as it was moving in me. That was awesome. For King and Country came, I don't know if you know who that is, but they're like a Christian band, they're on K-Love a lot, and they sang, and that was super cool. That was definitely like a really powerful moment, because I've like grown up listening to their songs, and to see them in real life, see that they're real people and hear their stories, that was really awesome. Yeah.
I felt the presence of God when we did communion one night, and after we did communion, we were allowed to get blessed by a pastor, and it was just like an option, and I decided to do it. And like, it wasn't like he was saying the same thing to every single person. He like, when you would walk up to him, he would like tell you what he notices about you. And like, it just was really cool to see that, and it like hit me, so.
So that's just a brief glimpse into some of the experience that we were able to share together on that week during Chick. And I just invite you, our congregation, to please come ask questions, come inquire as to some of the deeper things that the Lord has been doing in the lives of these young people. And not just these, not just those, but 5,000 teenagers from all over our denomination in the United States, from even outside the country. So I just ask that you would pray with me now as we pray together over giving thanks for the work that God has done already in the lives of these young people, and ask the Lord to bless their walk as they go forward in the lessons they've learned, in the ways that they've drawn nearer to the Lord. So if you would just extend a hand of blessing over them as I pray. God in heaven, thank you so much for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy, for your love, for all the good gifts that you've lavished on us, especially these young people. For all of the ways, Lord, in which they drew near to you during Chick, I ask that you would multiply it, Lord, that going forward they would continue to experience the depth and the richness of all the good things that you have set out for them in advance to do. Lord, remind them each day that you are for them, not against them. Remind them each day that above all else, they are your children. Ground them in that identity, Lord, so that they might be able to stand up against all the evil things that the hope that Satan has in store for them, to dissuade them from the good things that you have planned. Lord, grant that they would walk with your Holy Spirit each day. Grant that they would know, that they would know with certainty, Lord, that they would know with assuredness, that they would know without a shadow of a doubt of your love for them. Let that shine through them so that they may be light in their schools, in their families, in their communities. Lord, grant that we as a church would surround them, that we would press them on toward the prize, that we would be their family, that we would be their sisters and brothers, that we would walk with them, that we would be their biggest cheering squad as they move forward in goodness and in grace. Lord, once again, we just ask that you would multiply all the good things that you've instilled in them at Chick, that they might know even deeper, even fuller of your love for them.
Yes.
All these things we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and all God's people said.
Amen. 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 So good to hear these words, and now to continue with worship as we receive tithes and offerings. I invite you to give generously. I invite you to give joyfully as we share together. Ushers, please come forward. Let's pray together. Lord, we offer these tithes and offerings to you as part of our gratitude for your love to us. And so we ask, God, that you would bless them richly and use them for your glory and for the extension of your kingdom from this place. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated.